ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It's that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road. Time to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, to look ahead to the Titans and the Seahawks coming up on Sunday. TD, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing great, man. It's good to see you early this week at the Christmas party.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, TD cleaned up.
TD cleaned up at the Christmas party.
TD cleaned up.
Oh, man.
Hey. Don't put my business out there.
You're right. Good night for TD. We'll leave it at that.
And he may have gifted some of the gift to someone else.
So, yeah, now you're throwing my business out there.
All right, I'll be quiet. All right,
I'm directions.
Jeez, just a snitch over there. TD, we were discussing Denico Autry earlier this week. He's, 33 years old. He'll be 34 next July, has 11 sacks this year. And it's an interesting time for him because, his contract's coming up. He's obviously been incredibly productive ever since he stepped foot, in this facility with the Titans. How do you view the Denico Autry situation? What do you think the interest will be like for him out there on the open market? And how much of a priority do you think he should be for the Titans to bring back?
Yeah, I think he's one of the top priority free agents for them to bring back, because not only is he a guy that's productive on the field, he's a culture person. If you read Paul Kaharsky's report, on the Tierre Tart situation, Denico Autry was trying to talk to him, so that's a leader in the locker room. He doesn't speak much like to us, but I mean, he does. He's a jokester. He's someone who the younger guys, look to, and he's a leader. So I think it's imperative to bring him back. And I talked to him a little bit just about the last situation, right? Because when he was a free agent, with the Colts and everything, that wasn't a good situation for him. He really was upset that they didn't make an offer to him. And trust me, every time they played the Colts, he took it personally, So that's something that I hope for his sake and for the Titans' sake doesn't end up being the case, And he said that the scheme, he really likes how the scheme fits him. So he wants to stay with the Titans, and I think it would be silly to allow him to go. And if he hits the market, he's going to get interest because, teams love pass rushers, and he has versatility as well. He's strong against the run. You can line him up and down the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, too, I bet you we see Tierre Tart with a few snaps against the Titans.
I would probably say so.
Yeah, next week.
How about it?
Yeah. So, NWI, on that same idea, TD, on the free agent, bringing people back or not, I heard you with Jared, and we talked about it on our show, too. Like, I know I understand people saying, Tannehill, why not? But he's not going to be here. He's going to go somewhere where there's a better opportunity for him. But NWI. Like, I would like to see NWI down the lineup, but I don't think it's a bad idea for him to be back. I think he's one of the pros in that locker room, and he does everything right, and he's a solid player. What do you think about that?
I agree. And Rob Moore talked about him, just the way that he works hard, the way that he just puts his head down, and he's always a present for them. Now, obviously, it's ironic. I say that as he's on IR, but, you look at him as a player. He's a sturdy receiver. He blocks. He gives you that special teams option. I don't think he's a bad number four, and you have Burks, you have Hopkins, you draft a guy, and, you mix in Phillips. And I think it's a solid core, in that situation.
TD, as you look at Tannehill, barring something that's unexpected from Levis, looks like Tannehill will be in there on Sunday. How do you view where he stands around the league right now? Do you think he's a starter next season for somebody? Is he a bridge guy? Is he just a high-level backup? How do you view what's the next step for Tannehill in this league?
I think it all depends on the situation. I would put him in the same type of category as Baker Mayfield was going into free agency last year. And he could land in a place where the opportunity is there for him, if he goes to where the starter is someone that's on shaky ground, he could come in and take over. And I think the ideal, as long as the Falcons keep Arthur Smith, that's the place for him. I know it's been said that for some reason he would go there and be a backup. I don't know about that, but I think that, if he went to Atlanta, he would start for Arthur Smith as long as Arthur Smith is there.
Yeah, well, we were talking about that with Charles, which was the scenario was Justin Fields. And then would they still try to also bring in Tannehill? But, because I do think Justin Fields to Atlanta could also make sense. I mean, Justin Fields is going to be somewhere, I think. I think the Bears are moving him, but maybe not. But, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think if it's not something like that, I think that would be a perfect match. Well, okay, let's play that out because we've talked about this a lot today, TD, and I argued about this with Jared, the whole Arthur Smith gets fired, and so then should the Titans just go get Arthur Smith and bring him back to BLC? I say hard and fast no. All due respect to Arthur Smith, but they just change offenses, and I don't think that Tim Kelly's been great, but I don't think he's the reason they have a bad offense. What do you say about that?
Yeah, and see, this is the thing. We tend to overlook the importance of players, right? You got to have good players in order to be productive. Let's look at and this is not to take anything away from Arthur Smith, because you know Coach Art, that's my guy. But, I mean, let's look. You have Corey Davis and A.J. You had Jonnu. You had a Derrick Henry that should be Hall of Fame bound, right? And you had Tannehill efficiently playing the point guard. The offensive line was solid. Everything was in place. So, yeah, okay. Of course, you know, it's going to be more conducive to success. But you look at now, you know, outside of the tendency to run a bit on first downs and the lack of in-game adjustments, I think Tim Kelly has been solid. Now, granted, there are some areas for improvement, but I don't think that you bring Arthur Smith back, you rip out everything that you have. You have a rookie quarterback, remember? And you want him to have some level of familiarity with the scheme, because then you could just keep building upon that. And that's something on Wednesday I asked Will Levis about just the momentum building into next year, and he said that's why he wanted to play in these final three games.
TD, speaking of momentum heading into next year, should Titans fans allow themselves to have some glimmer of hope for Treylon Burks, given what we saw from him on Sunday?
Yeah, it's just a tough situation with him, man. It's so unfortunate because he's ultra talented. I mean, I'm not going to say more talented than A.J. Brown, but like he is a guy that, you know, you want to see the football in his hands and you want to see him get into a rhythm. So, I don't know about hope necessarily, but just holding on to, hey, maybe, you know, maybe there's a chance that it could all come together. It's just that the health issue is such a big thing with him. And, you know, it's not because he's soft or not doing anything that he needs to do. I mean, brain, you know, concussion stuff, when that comes up, like you can't do anything about it. So I would say, it would be a pleasant surprise, you know, a pleasant addition, let's put it that way, if he's able to come into his own.
You know, you brought up Kyle Phillips earlier, TD. Sometimes I feel like I'm on an island of thinking that Kyle Phillips can play football. I'm with you on that. Yeah, and I mean, like, obviously he's hurt right now. He's got the hamstring. I wouldn't put him back at punt returner anymore either. I think he's just made too many mistakes there. You can't trust it. But I feel like last week we saw – you know, like Tim Kelly's asked about the short passing game yesterday. How does that work with a guy like Kyle Phillips? Whether it's him or it's someone like him, I mean, I think that there's a need for that. Do you think that, like, have you read this situation apart from his injury as he's fallen out of favor in some way?
Yeah, I think he has somewhat fallen out of favor just because of the punt return shortcomings, which is interesting because you typically don't allow one phase to boil into the other, right? If he could be productive catching the football, like, you want him out there. And for a stretch, he and Will Levis seem to have something going. And he's your guy, right? Your slot machine. It's third down, third and seven. You know, he's the one. Run that 8-yard route, catch the ball and fall, and keep the chains moving. And then that opens it up for everyone else because that gives you, what, more snaps on offense. So I'm not sure exactly what it is, but he's someone that, when healthy, you definitely want to see him get involved because he gives you a nice aspect of receiving that you don't have in the rest of the core.
Well, TD, hope you have yourself a Merry Christmas. Enjoy the Titans and the Seahawks on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Hope you guys and everyone listening has a Merry Christmas as well, and enjoy the games this weekend.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, our guest on Robbie and Rextro, joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans. We got Pigskin Pick'em coming up at 8:30. All that ahead. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.